is Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
First and goal for the 49ers. Looked like it could have been a touchdown. Looks like there is now a flag. Will it be pass interference? We shall find out here shortly. 7-3, 13-40. It is pass interference in the end zone. They will have the ball first and goal at the one, which is good for one Mike Somich, who needs as many points as possible in this thing.
Points, 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 points. Everybody.
There you go.
Let's go. Let's get the over home.
Well done.
Except you. No points, Denver, Green Bay. We have the under there.
Okay. Yeah. So points except for that game. You don't really care.
Except
for actually,
that.
You need Saints points too.
I would like some Saints points here.
You need, that would be fun. You do need Saints points. The good thing is the Panthers have the ball second and 23. So very unlikely to convert here on second and 23. Bryce Young is flushed from the pocket and has to throw it away. Be third and 23.
I like that. Kyren Williams gets into the end zone for the Rams. They are on the board 7-7 in that game, but the Lions already taking the ball into Rams territory as Goff hits Jameson Williams there for 25 yards. Williams already 2 for 47 in this game, so he has started out pretty hot there for this Lions team, and what looks like it's just going to be a back and forth battle, Matt.
Yeah, that was just a pure perfect route versus the coverage. They were in zone coverage. And boy, Jameson Williams finds the hole, and there it is. Would have been a touchdown for Christian McCaffrey. It is a touchdown for Christian McCaffrey. So there you go. All of you fantasy playoff people out there, you can breathe easy. I know you were worried. He pops up on the injury report. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Not only did he play, he's already into the end zone. I didn't even look what he was pre. He's like minus 300 every time for any time touchdown for every game now.
Yeah, he was I want to say it was minus 320 the last I saw anytime touchdown of McCaffrey in this spot, especially since they're big favorites. They expected points against because of this Titans defense, so not surprising to see him get in the end zone. We'll see if he can get in twice. That's what you needed to be able to try and get plus money. Look, this is a interesting start here for the Colts. We've already got 10 rushes by Jonathan Taylor here, start of the second quarter. Phillip Rivers 4 for 9 for 36 yards. So they are trying to do exactly what we talked about, Matt. Run the football, short passes, chip away, just try and bleed this clock as fast as possible and just simply get to the fourth quarter, see if you can win a football game.
14-3 for the Niners over the Titans. Again, this was a spot, Mike, where we were talking about this Niners team coming out of a bye, getting the worst team in the NFL. It is as good of a Niners team as you're going to get this season. We know Ayuk is on the shelf now for the rest of the year, so he isn't coming back, so this was it. I mean, Pearsall in his third game back, you think that he's going to get a little bit bigger role. He was banged up in this one a little bit.
Slight difference.
A little bit earlier, yeah, but he returns to the game there too for them. So, I mean, you know, in the NFC, I guess the question becomes, I know you like the Packers a lot. Obviously, I like the Rams. I think the Seahawks are really, really good. But are we sleeping at all on the 49ers?
No. I think the offense is going to be good. I think they could win a playoff game or two, but they're going to have to win shootouts. This defense is bad. It's why that we took the over in this game. I think that the Titans are going to be able to move the football against them. You don't have Bosa. You don't have your linebacking core. You don't have the secondary that you had at the start of the season. Just a really banged up defense that's not going to get those pieces back at any point as well. I'm worried that at some point, if your offense does not execute early in games, you're going to find yourself down 10 points, and trying to close that gap is going to be very difficult because it's not a team that's going to get a lot of stops, Matt.
The AFC, Broncos plus 350, Bills plus 350, Pats plus 450, the Texans now down to 5-1. I want to ask you about the Jags and how likely you believe that this team could figure out how to get it done. They're out at 6.5-1. I mean, they're the fifth shot over in the AFC. I don't think we're taking the Chargers seriously with that offensive line. I don't think we're taking the Ravens seriously with the inconsistencies on offense. And certainly I don't have to go into the Steelers and Colts and Dolphins and things and stuff like that. So I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world, the Jags or even the Texans. I know you mentioned the Texans yesterday.
I would rather play the Texans than the Jags. I trust that Texans defense so much more than the Jags defense. And this Texans offense, Matt, it's not a great offense, but they're starting to figure out how to play with this offensive line, able to move the football consistently today against a bad Arizona defense. But the last couple weeks, they've also been able to move it against a good KC defense, able to at least get points on the board, and their defense is just so good. Like I realized that the Cardinals able to score some points, but it got to the point where they were just hucking it up because they had to throw the football. They were going for it on fourth down because they were down so many points to this Texans team. I really like the Texans more than I like the Jaguars. I still have Trevor Lawrence issues, but I'll say this. Jakobi Meyers, we talked about Rashid Shaheed as a huge deadline acquisition. Meyers may have been the biggest deadline acquisition across the NFL. He has looked awesome for this Jags team. And given Trevor Lawrence a target that he trusts, and it kind of opened up Brian Thomas Jr. a little bit on the outside as well. Strange now back in the game. A very healthy Jaguars team overall as well.
Yeah, it's the AFC is, I mean, just prohibitive dogs, right? To win the Super Bowl. I mean, like if you look at the, I mean, yes, we saw the Bills pull the comeback today. I guess in the same vein, you could say we saw the Patriots blow a 21-point lead. We're in the middle of watching the Broncos, who are co-favorites over in the AFC, be shut out through a quarter and a minute by the Packers. Now, to be fair, it's only 6-0, so the defense is doing their part in this thing. I mean, I don't think it is crazy at all for us to sit here and say, you know what? If you wanted to put a little on the Texans and the Jags, I mean, it's 5-1 and 6-6.5-1. It's not like you make money either way. I don't think either one of those teams are exponentially worse than the three teams that are above them.
No, they're not exponentially worse. I would argue that it should be Bills and Texans as the first two favorites there. I don't like the – I think the Texans offense is better than the Broncos offense. I think the Texans defense is better than Broncos defense. The difference will be the route. Obviously, the Broncos have the opportunity to play for the one seed, end up being at home for the entire playoffs. That is what's making that difference. But to me, Texans are a better football team on paper than the Broncos are. And if they had won a couple of those close games early, we'd be looking at this Texans team very differently. Lost on the final possession in the first 2 weeks. This is a team that's had the opportunity to be able to get a few more wins, and yet they're still in the playoff hunt. Looks like they're going to be on a roll heading into the playoffs. I would say the Bills should be the favorite inside the AFC, but I do think the Texans should be second choice.
And listen, it depends on how this game, as we know, I mean, they very well might be in the next 20 minutes, you know, I mean, like they very well might be in the next 20 minutes.
Yep. It's 100% possible, right? Depending on what happens here. This is an interesting game with the Broncos and the Packers. We talked about how this was the version of the Packers we wanted to see, Matt. Yes, it's only 6-0.
I was going to say, they're still not getting into the end zone, right?
It should be 10-0. It should be 14-0. But it is just 6-0. Now, the defense obviously held up very well so far. Have a 1st-and-20 on Denver now. But that offense has moved the football effectively. Love's got 100 yards passing already, yet just 6 points on the board. It's one of those situations where, like, you got plays of 26, 26, and 18, yet just 2 field goals. It's an offense that needs to figure out how to get in the red zone or into the end zone when they're in the red zone.
This is where they desperately miss Kraft getting hurt for the season. He was so money for Love in the red zone. He was, I underestimated. I knew he was good. I underestimated how good he was at getting open in tight spaces and stuff. And him and Love really did have that connection in the red zone. And I think we've seen a pretty decent fall off since he left, and we're still kind of yearning for that next person to step up and be the dude.
Yeah, we are. And Musgrave is a good tight end, but look, he's not Kraft, right?
Right.
So that's the big issue for them. And it's a problem we've had with this Packers team for years. It feels like you don't have a one. Christian Watson trying to be your one, but I think we've kind of
like it's just not. Yes, it seems like it's not advancing. Yeah. Right? It's like stuck. It won't keep going.
I like Wicks. I like Reed. I like Dobbs. I like Musgrave, but they're all feel like pieces that fit with something else that they don't have. They still don't have that elite one. They've just got a stable of twos and threes, and you need somebody to step up. And unfortunately for the Packers, Kraft was doing that. And now you're not going to have them for this playoff run.
Mike, this Seahawks team is punting the ball back to the Colts again. The Colts are going to take over at like midfield.
Mm-hmm.
Tied at 3 in this thing. And I mean, you know,
great, Matt.
On any given day, I know we say this all the time, that the NFL, there's so much parity and whatever and yada, yada, yada. But again, I guess maybe it's you and I trying to kind of wish cast something into happen because we want this Seattle team to step up and just be, you know, like the team that we think that, that they can be. But I don't know, man. This would be the second time in 4 weeks that they just kind of didn't show up against a team they were supposed to show up against. I mean, they're a long way to go, and certainly this could change. But let's remember, the box score wasn't indicative even a game ago. We're 6-6 at half, and yeah, it looked way worse after the second half got played out. But I mean, they were playing with their food through a first half there too.
Well, that is what immediately jumped out to my mind, right? That Falcons game where it was 6-6 at half, they returned the opening kickoff in the second half for a touchdown, and that snowball just starts rolling down the hill. Game ends 37-9. You don't think twice about it. They need to just figure out how to get it going a little bit earlier on the offensive side. We saw the struggles the week prior to that as well, where, again, they kind of just playing with their food early and then really start to dominate that Vikings team late. Even against the Titans a couple weeks ago, it was 3-3 after the first quarter. Now, they had a big second quarter to give them some margin there, but you want to kind of just see these teams step on the throats. I liked what I saw from Jacksonville earlier today. I liked what I saw from Chicago, where it just was like, hey, we're going to go take a lead. You are not going to come back on us. That's what I'd like to see from the Seahawks early in some of these games.
So we do have a first down here for a couple first downs here for the Broncos. They're on the good side of the 50 right now. As soon as I say that, we get a false start. So they'll be first and 15 actually with that. But they have moved the ball here a little bit. We'll see if they can get some points on the board. Still 7-0 Panthers over the Saints, 14-3 Niners over the Titans. All this and more right here on Ready, Set, Bet when we come back.
Welcome back to Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You can't stop Gunnar Helm. You can only hope to contain him. Touchdown, Tennessee Titans. Gunnar Helm from 34 yards out. Cam Ward is now 7 of 9 for 90 yards in this one against the 49ers. And we have a 14-10 game, 7:43 left in the second quarter. So 24 points on the board for you. And as I say that, into the end zone are the Denver Broncos with an extra point pending to take the lead there, Mike. So here we go again with this Packers team. You go down, you drive, you drive, you drive, you settle for three, and the other team just has to score once and they're ahead of you.
Yeah, and that's the big issue there, right? You have to be more efficient when you get the ball down into the Denver territory. It feels like the Packers have dominated really the first 20 minutes of this football game, and now they're going to find themselves down one if the extra point goes up and good there, as it was Michael Brandy who gets into the end zone, wide receiver from 20 yards out for the Denver Broncos. We have the Rams now down to the 3-yard line as well. Long Puka Nacua, 37-yard pass, got them down into the red zone. Just saw a Parkinson pass down to the 3. We'll see if they're able to punch it in. And we have the Colts, who took one of the funniest sacks I think I've ever seen. I mean, I'm really enjoying the Phillip Rivers experience. I don't know if you saw this.
I didn't.
Dexter Lawrence runs up the middle, and Rivers just, like, falls down. He's just, like, scared, and he gets back up and runs forward, ends up losing 2 yards. But it was it was an interesting play.
Remember I said, that's why I said he was going to self sack, right? I mean, that is what Phillip Rivers was going to do in this game. He self sacked, but that being said, still 3-3. Hey, Seahawks, if you want to step up and decide to play at some point, 3-3.
That would be nice. The Colts at the 41 yard line of Seattle are going to be interesting to see what they do. Do you try and get the 10 yards in the first down, or do you just run like a wide receiver screen, try and get 5 yards and then kick the field goal?
Michael Bandy, like third year pro out of UCSD. You mean you didn't know? You didn't know Michael Bandy? You were not aware of his work?
I did not know Michael Bandy and his work there. That's a new one on me. There would have loved to know what his anytime touchdown number was. It's a very crowded Denver wide receiver room as is. So Bandy getting a touchdown, probably a decent number.
I wonder if he started in like the CFL or the UFL or whatever, because it says third season, but he's 28. So
yeah, he was around then somewhere else.
He was somewhere else, but he is now a touchdown scorer in the NFL. So if you had an anytime Michael Bandy ticket, please do send it to me. I would love to see it. Oh my God, Stafford, you could have ran it in like 9 times already. Oh my God. He wouldn't run. He wouldn't run it. The whole right side of the field was open. the entire right side of the field, and then he still hits Parkinson in the hands, who cannot complete the catch on the way to the ground because he headbutted him. He headbutted the football, and he self-fumbled.
But defensive holding. So we'll get a first and goal from the one for the Rams here on the next play. Oh, so kind of bailed out there.
So Kyren Williams. Oh, yeah. Anzalone just grabbed him. So, he more than grabbed him. You got to buy him dinner first, buddy. What are you doing? You got to get him. Can't just do that.
He was very handsy.
Not in this environment, man. What are you doing? Come on. It's 2025. You can't do that. Buy the guy dinner first. So Kyren Williams. Oh, no. Stafford, play action. Stafford with a little. Okay. He tried for Puka the Nacua. It's going to be another pass interference. So they're getting another first and goal from the one as Puka Nacua gets drugged to the ground.
Okay. Are the Rams just trying to get Stafford a touchdown pass here?
I mean, it seems
that's what we're seeing.
Yeah. I mean, oh my God. That was the worst. That was maybe the most pass interferences on a single play because he pass interfered in three different times in three different ways. So that was actually an impressive pass interference. That guy got his money's worth. If you're going to do it.
Fourth and one from the Seattle 32. And the Seattle Seahawks defense steps up, stuffs Jonathan Taylor. There is a flag on the play, so we'll have to keep an eye on the flag here. But if it holds his turnover down. Oh,
it was
false start.
I was going to say it was something.
False start on.
Yeah, it actually is going to.
Colts, so no play.
You know what's going to happen? It's actually going to gain them 3 points because they were going to be stuffed, and now they're just going to kick the field goal. So it's actually a plus three penalty for them.
Yeah, that is a very beneficial false start, as now they're going to have fourth and six from Seattle's 37. So long field goal, but still the opportunity to be able to put three on the board.
And
touchdown Williams. So
they
just try and run it, and he literally untouched walks in.
Yeah, untouched. He moonwalked into the end zone there for the Rams. So they take the lead again. It is 13-10, extra point pending. The field goal up and good. So, yes, it was a plus 3 point penalty for the Colts. Good on the whoever false started. Good on you. Well done. Yeah,
good job.
You should get a raise.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, because you actually get 3 points out of it instead of turning it over on downs. So the Colts now up three on the Seattle Seahawks, who, by the way, came into this thing 13.5 point favorites over this Colts team that's being quarterbacked by a 44-year-old that hasn't thrown a pass in 4 years. So this has also been our problem with Seattle a couple of different times this year, which is the defense is absolutely elite and shows up every single week, but the offense almost takes advantage of that and doesn't, and they play, sometimes only half a game, and that's not going to work for them in the long run.
No, it's not. You want to just step on the throat of your opponent, especially early in the NFL, and kind of take the hope out of them. And right now they are not taking the hope out of this Colts team. You can get Seattle -7.5 +100 in game right now, Matt. Any interest in Seattle as 7.5 point favorites in this game?
Interesting. If it was on the underside of 7, I think I would definitely be in.
6.5 seems pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty tasty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like that kind of feels like the number, obviously. It's going to be tough to get that number before, like, Seattle will have to go 3 and out, and then you'll possibly get that number under a touchdown. But we'll see if we get there. Fourth and one for the New Orleans Saints at the Carolina 6. They sneak it up the middle and convert. So we're going to have first and goal for the Saints here. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. That game flying as well.
Yeah, that one, it's we already have 13 rush attempts on the Carolina side, 13 rush attempts on the New Orleans side. So yes, flying by for sure whenever everything is on the ground there. This is going to be into the end zone, it looks like. Is that Neal? If so, everyone who played Devin Neal, yes, Devin Neal, good for you. All you DFS players and people that needed a fill-in this week or whatever, Devin Neal into the end zone for the Saints. So extra point pending to tie this thing up down there in New Orleans. And, unlike some of these other teams, Mike, that are definitely not very good, at least with the Saints, they're trying to get a look at what Neal might be, what Shook might be, what Vele might be, whatever. So, like, they're probably still running the good plays, trying out some new plays, trying to do different things because they've got a bunch of young dudes where they've got to try to evaluate over the next month of the season to see if they're going to be in the mix for next year.
a lot of highly motivated players as well, right? Like Chuck trying to say, hey, you don't need to draft a quarterback. Give me another additional season, right? Vele trying to say, I don't, you know, you traded for me from Denver. Let me stay out here. Let me play some football for you and see what we can do. So it's an interesting New Orleans team that, I feel like it's played better the last couple weeks. Right now, tied at 7 at home against the Panthers late in the second quarter. So another game where it feels like they're playing some pretty good football. Another long chunk play for the Green Bay Packers is they pick up 29 yards to Jaden Reed. So that is the fourth play of 18 or more yards, yet they are losing this football game down 7-6 in the first half to the Broncos.
Yeah, that is just unbelievable. Now, that being said, it very well could just be this Denver defense as well, Mike. Or, and this is the thing where you don't really know, coming in kind of banged up or whatever. 4 for 10 yards for Jacobs in this thing. So obviously 2.5 a tote is not going to get it done. Is that just this Denver defense? Is it because he came in hurt? Is it a little combination of both? So that's something we'll have to kind of watch here as we move forward as well, because, you know, Jacobs, you have to assume you're a playoff team if you're Green Bay, and Jacobs a very important part of that. And so he might need to be sat on the sideline here.
Yeah, well, and next week's game, incredibly important for you, right? Mm-hmm. Having Jacobs next week against Chicago more important than having him this week against Denver. So at some point you may need to make the decision. Hey, look, Emmanuel Wilson, not a bad backup.
Yeah.
We've got a good backup here. Let's roll him out for the rest of this game. See what we can do from that front. See if we can win this football game with our backup running back, and then make sure we have Josh Jacobs for next week against the Bears.
Huge play for Amon-Ra St. Brown. So let the shootout begin there in L.A. as Jared Goff steps up in the pocket, sees that they have not been able to keep the coverage going there on St. Brown. They are all the way down to the 14-yard line now. So 14-10 Rams over the Lions, but the Lions knocking on the door here to get right back in it. So, boy, this was 55 total. We might get more than that, Mike Samish. So keep on scoring. Let's have a fun game here this afternoon.
In-game total 64.5.
There we go.
In that game now.
Let's go.
So we are, you said we're getting the shootout going. I think the shootout is already going quite strong here.
I absolutely love it. Guys, if you missed this the first time around, we are running the special where 100 new VSiN Pro annual subscribers who sign up using the promo code Circa are going to get a free 3-night stay at Circa January 2nd to the 5th. A day bet at Stadium Swim, and that is the final week of the NFL regular season. There'll be a lot going on here at the book. Trust me, it'll be super, super fun. So go in, VSiN.com/Circa, use the promo code Circa, sign up for that annual subscription, and get a free 3-night stay at Circa plus a day bed up at Stadium Swim.
Welcome back to Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Samich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Ready, Set, Bet here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Into the end zone for the Lions. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 17-14. Still 6:06 left in the second quarter there in that one. And then after being called back for a holding penalty, Josh Jacobs makes a nice contested catch over a linebacker, gets 2 feet down, and that's going to stand, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that was a beautiful play. A dime from Love, great catch by Jacobs, able to high point the football. The linebacker has his arm in between Jacobs' arms and his helmet and the ball in his helmet, yet Jacobs not allowing him to rip it out, takes one hand off, maintains possession to the ground, definitely had 2 feet in. Phenomenal catch from Jacobs. Ooh. On a very good throw from Love. Green Bay going to go up 12-6 with the extra point penalty.
That is a professional football play right there by Jacobs. I mean, because not only did he go up, like you said, and get it over the guy's head, he did maintain it through the ground, which we've already seen a touchdown get overturned already in the Rams and Lions game because someone couldn't maintain it through the ground. So there we go. Corum in now on the Rams side of things. So giving a little bit of a break to Kyron Williams, who already has the first two touchdowns for the Rams in this thing. Matthew Stafford had 137 passing yards with 5 minutes left in the second quarter in this one. Jared Goff playing very well as well. And again, this was one that the highest total of the week, Mike, and it is living up to the billing.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, this was a 55, 54 and a half total coming into the game. Already have 24 points in it. Looks like we're 31 points in this game. Looks like we're going to see more from the Lions here as they try and drive, or the Rams as they try and drive down the football here. It's a field here. So we're seeing this total just significantly tick up every single time I look at it. We talked about 64.5 last time. We are up to 67.5 here, Matt, where we might see a 70 if the Rams able to get in the end zone on this drive.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get over 400 yards of offense in the first half because we're almost there now, and there's still 4.5 mm-hmm. minutes left. Yeah, there's still 4.5 minutes left in the quarter. So we're going to get every bit of 400 yards of offense in the first half. So let's have us a game, you know, I love it when some of these actually live up to what we were expecting. And this one, so far, so good.
I kind of like having 5 afternoon games, Matt. And you mentioned like living
up to it. You
and
me both, buddy.
The early games, if you could pick two games that were going to be good, yeah, it would have been Kansas City, Denver. It would have been Buffalo, New England. Both of those games live up to it. This one already delivering here with 31 in the first half. So it's been a very fun start to the afternoon slate here.
Bryce Young rolls to his right and makes a nice on the run completion to Tet McMillan. So 7-7 over there in that one. We are under a minute left in the first half. That game just kind of flying by over there. Panthers trying to get on the board here before the end of the first half. But man, it is a very, very, very important game for that Panthers squad as they woke up this morning again, Mike, leading that division.
Yes, their division leaders here have two games left against the Bucs that will ultimately decide it, but a win here would give them the advantage in the tiebreakers. So an important game here for the Panthers. That was a 4th-and-3 completion for Bryce Young as well. So if that had fallen incomplete, the Saints would have taken over the football there. Now we've got 39 seconds left in the half, 3 timeouts for the Panthers as they're around the Saints 20 trying to take the lead into half.
So that is also, if it matters to you in this game, if you are of the running backs matter or don't matter, we were sitting here talking about Devin Neal. He actually headed to the locker room, apparently is questionable to return with a hamstring injury. And that was immediately after scoring the touchdown. So if you did have to play him in your fantasy playoffs this week, at least he got in the end zone before he left. But we will see if he comes back in for this one. Again, he was backing up Alvin Kamara. So they would be now down to their 3rd string running back against this Panther squad.
Yeah. I would assume it's Audric Estime that's going to get the carries if he is unable to go. I also think that makes their backup tight end / quarterback Taysom Hill a little more interesting, especially on the goal line. So Taysom Hill anytime touchdowns, I think, become a little more appetizing here if you do see Neal out for the game.
Yeah, we are. You can get 650, 7-1 on Estime right now. Anytime touchdown.
He should be the guy. Like they have Evan Hall listed in front of him on the depth chart, but Estime had been the player that was kind of getting a little more juice last year. We've seen him get a couple carries in this game already. So I would assume Estime is the guy if Neal going to be out for an extended period of time here.
Yeah. So we'll monitor that. That might be, if I actually thought the Saints could get matriculate the ball down the field. I mean, 6.5-1 is pretty good on an RB1.
It is very good. Nice play there by the Saints cornerback as Tet McMillan looked like he was going to head into the end zone, and Riley knocks it out of his hands right at the last second there. So we're going to have a 4th-and-11 for the Panthers here. They will be kicking a field goal from the New Orleans 22-yard line with 30 seconds left in the first half there.
Yeah, so again, this is up and good. So there we go. It is 10-7. In favor of the Panthers. And this was a very short line. So they are covering currently. It went off at 2.5. So the field goal does have them in cover territory. 21 seconds left in the first half. The extra point was up and good. So we're 13-7 Packers and Broncos, though nice little run there for the Broncos as they try to get something going with still 4 minutes left in the half. So plenty of time left there for the Broncos to get something done. 17-10 49ers over the Titans. So 27 points in that first half, 56 seconds left in the half there in that one. We were wondering if maybe we were underestimating this 49ers team at least a little bit, but they've given up 10 points to this Titans team here early.
They have, and they just kicked it out of bounds as well. So Titans will start with the football at their own 40-yard line.
Oh.
56 seconds left in the first half.
Did you see this replay? So,
no.
So he is literally 2 inches from kicking the ball, and the ball starts falling over on the tee. Like the ball starts falling.
No.
Yeah. So he kicked a moving target, and that's why it went out of bounds. Yeah, he kicked a moving target.
That's the little shanky there on the wind. Colts up 6-3. We're at the 2-minute warning here, Matt. And Seattle has the football, and I'm sorry, the Colts have the football on Seattle's 21-yard line. Right now, you can get a -2.5 on the Seahawks over at DraftKings. There are also threes that are available. Any interest in the Seahawks -2.5, Matt?
Can they play this poorly? I mean, they can't, right?
I mean, you would think. I mean, you would assume this goes to the break at 9-3, or possibly 9-6, depending on what happens here. It feels like they would be hard pressed to play this bad of a football game. As I say that, Jonathan Taylor runs for a first down. It's going to be 1st and 10 from the Seattle 15-yard line here. Probably snap the ball next with a minute and 20 seconds.
I guess we just wait because they're going to kick a field goal. I mean, we're probably going to get a better number.
It depends when they kick it, because Seattle might get the football back. However, that first down gives this Seahawks team more time to be able to tick off the clock.
Yeah, this is.
Oh, look, the Colts were forced to call a timeout because of an injury.
Yeah, so 1:46.
It's going to be 1st and 10. So the Seahawks could make sure they get the football back here by utilizing their timeouts once we get this game back underway.
Man, this is troubling here. Although, I mean, for a different reason, for a different reason than I thought. I'm probably going to cash all these unders on the Seahawks, but like for a different reason than I thought. Like that's like I thought it was because they were going to be blowing them out, and instead it's just because they've been absolutely atrocious on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, the run game really been letting them down here in the first half. They have 8 attempts for 1 yard, averaging 0.011 yards per carry. Not good, Matt. Throwing the football, Darnold 4 for 5. He's only thrown the football 5 times in the first half. Does have 45 yards through the air, but an atrocious offensive half here for the Seattle Seahawks. The one bright spot, they will get the football out of the break. So they do get the ball first in the second half.
I mean, I guess when you've only thrown the ball 5 times, you can't really do much more than get Jaxon Smith-Njigba 2 targets out of the 5. But boy, it seems like organizational malpractice if you're struggling on offense and your leader in offensive player of the year has 2 targets. That seems bad.
I mean, it's good if you have Puka Nacua for offensive player of the year, Matt.
Yes, it does. It does.
I will say this. We talked about how we expected the Seahawks to stack the box and force the Colts and Phillip Rivers to beat them through the air. Feels like the Colts may be implementing that strategy and saying, hey, Sam Darnold, let's see you beat us. Let's see if you're the quarterback that can win a game for your football team. And so far, paid off here in the first half of Seattle, unable to run the football. And the Colts still able to at least move it on the ground as Taylor already has 16 carries here.
Yeah, I'm going to lose the under 20 in the first half.
I think that's
half.
Going over, Matt.
I'm going to lose the under 20 in the first half. That's amazing. So it looks, at least the Twitter machine tells me here that I guess a whistle blew. It looked as if it was a touchdown for the Broncos. A whistle blew, and I guess the receiver wasn't actually down, but the whistle blew, so that's it.
Troy Franklin went over the top of the defender, but yes, the whistle blew, and so he was not able to continue on into the end zone. He did end up in there, so set up a situation where Denver now has a 2nd and goal from the 5 instead of being in the end zone.
Touchdown, Colts. They lead the Seattle Seahawks. We'll let you know who got in the end zone when we come back.
Welcome back to Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Touchdown Colts 13-3. Phillip Rivers to Josh Downs. And the Seattle Seahawks, who came into this one as nearly 2 touchdown favorites, are down 10 with 1 minute left in the first half, though we finally get a Jaxon Smith-Njigba sighting here. And so he has a nice little gain as the Seahawks try to get some points before half. And we look up to see a Jameson Williams touchdown for the Lions. And the Lions showing this Rams defense what it is all about. 23 points with an extra point pending here in the first half against this Rams defense. I mean, unbelievable. Jameson Williams and Jahmyr Gibbs have a 40-yard dash race as their celebration there in the end zone. And so, what a throw by Goff. I mean, he got it over the top of the defender. Yeah, got it over the top of the defender. He knew the defender would be closing in, but he just put it exactly perfect. And so with 30 seconds left in the first half, the kick is up and good. It is 24-14. If you were an overbetter in this one, got to be loving everything you see.
Yeah, we're flying toward that 55-point total, which was the pregame number. If you're Lions better catching six, you have to be ecstatic as well, as the Lions get the football out of the half. So 30 seconds here left in the first half for the Rams to try and respond with some points, or else it looks like they may be down as many as 17 after the Lions have the ball first out of the half. So big drive coming up there. Tennessee worked it into field goal range. There is 2 seconds left in the first half. They've got the football at the 33-yard line of San Francisco, so they will try and get a field goal here before the half. And the Seahawks offense apparently has woken up. This is once they started throwing the football, they are into Colts territory for just the second time this game, trying to get some points before the half. The Colts get the football out of the break there. So important drive here for the Seahawks.
The blown, we see this a lot, Mike, you know, the kind of blown play that leads to some points, and we'll see if this Titans kick does in fact go through up here for them. But it is, they're going to ice the kicker because that always works. So, all right. So 40.
I misspoke there, Matt. The Seahawks do get the ball after the break. So the Seahawks have the chance to double up on the Colts. Although I'm not calling this a real double up because the Colts just scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
So this is more of a response. And then you get the ball out of the break versus the doubling up.
So Cam Ward put it right into a defender's hands who got both hands on it, didn't get hit, didn't anything. And then just dropped the ball the very next play. The Titans extend the drive by converting the first down and now have a chance to add points onto the board. So again, just a play that was not made by the defense on the San Francisco side could lead to some points against them right here. We'll see if the kick does go up and good. And oh, by the way, because this happened right before we were out of there too, Mike, you're shaking your head. It wasn't good.
He missed it. 50 yarder is no good. We'll go 17-10 into the half there instead of 17-13.
So it didn't cost them after all. So the 7-point lead for the 49ers there as we head to half. And we forgot to mention, for all you haters out there, Bo Nix, 14-13 here, Broncos over the Packers, threw a dime to little Jordan Humphrey for the touchdown. And so this Broncos team holding the 1-point lead, we are sitting at the 1-minute mark before halftime here. It looks like the Packers are okay just trying to run this thing out. Or where are they on the field? No, they're in field goal range. So they're just not. So they're actually just didn't want to leave too much time on the clock. So,
yeah, they just got another 30-yard play. This one aided by a roughing the passers. They got a 16-yard reception to Musgrave and then a 15-yard roughing the passer penalty. So they are back in Denver territory here, 3rd and 6 from the 32. Jordan Love, 15 for 19 for a 199. Bo Nix, 11 for 12 for 122 and 2 touchdowns. Both quarterbacks very efficient against tough defenses here, and then a lot of big plays in this game as well, as we already have 5 plays over 20 yards here in the first half.
We'll see what the Rams decide to do down 10 with 24 seconds left, Mike. I mean, it has not been the sharpest of games for Matthew Stafford. So do you just try to go in and regroup, or do you try to get in at least long field goal range? You are indoors in the dome. I mean, well, it's the canopy, but you understand what I'm saying. Like you're there over in great conditions in LA, and they're going to go for it. They're throwing at least to see what they can get. Kyren Williams gets 10 right there. They've got 2 timeouts. They're going to use one here with 17 seconds left. So it looks like they're at least going to try to get within long field goal range and bomb one up, kind of no harm, no foul type situation.
Yeah, a nice return out there to the 34-yard line, a quick 11-yard pass. So they're at their own 45 here with 18 seconds left, 1 timeout. Seattle makes it to the Colts' 34-yard line and stalls. There is a timeout by the Colts with 5 seconds left. Here is Seattle going to kick a field goal to try and walk off the first half and cut the Colts' lead. Can't believe I'm saying that, 2-7 at the half here. As Phillip Rivers has led this Colts team, really it's been a lot of Jonathan Taylor and a lot of bad Seattle offense that's led this Colts team to a 13-3 lead with this field goal that we're going to see kicked right before the
up
half.
And good. So it is 13-6 at halftime in favor of the Colts, who came into this one as nearly 2 touchdown underdogs. Oh my gosh, Puka Nacua got away. Wow, they're going to be able to try to score a touchdown.
37 yards to Nacua.
How do you let, of all the people on the field, Andy was in there. Andy held his jersey. It didn't even matter. Oh, my gosh.
5 for 99 for Nacua now in the first half.
Sometimes we say smart things, Mike. Every now and then we say smart.
Every now and then.
And that's my, where are they? They're okay. So they're not going to call it that time. There was a little jersey tugging a little bit there, but they're not going to call it. But oh my gosh, of all the people, Puka Nacua gets away in that situation. They're going to have 7 seconds. So they have time to throw it in the end zone one more time.
Yes. Yeah. You can throw it. Well, the defender did fall on that Nacua play.
But he's already
burned. I don't think he would have been able to make a play on the ball.
Yeah. The reason he fell is because he got burned. Yeah. The reason he fell is because he got burned. Okay. So the Lions are going to kind of play this little prevent defense thing with like five people across the middle of the field and then three people across the goal line. So you basically just throw a jump ball, which is what Stafford did. And to Davante Adams, which he got his hand on it, but was not able to come down with it. So they'll get a field goal. I mean, you know, listen, all things considered, you get it back with 24 seconds left to get a field goal. To get any points is good.
Yeah, to have the opportunity. I mean, two shots at the end zone. Much more. I mean, we were debating, do we even try at this point? Yet they are able to get down there in two plays because of the long Puka reception. Now they'll have a field goal to try and cut this to 24-17 at half. The Lions get the ball out of half. So important here to try and make this a one possession game since the Lions will have the football first in the second half.
The thicker kicker there is up and good. Mevis is a hoss, man. I'd like to see.
You know where he's from?
Let me guess. It's got to be Missouri.
Mizzou. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he used to win all the wing
in college?
Did he used to win all the wing eating contests like there on the team and stuff and everything like that?
I did not keep up on the wing eating contests there in Columbia, Missouri, but I'm sure he did well.
I'm sure he was at least on the podium. That's for sure. Yeah. That's a thick kicker right there. But up and good from 37. So we go to half, and that is again 24-17, and the Rams, you know, all things considered, getting it back with 24 seconds left before the half to even get 3 points is pretty huge for them. We are getting Kat Terrell, who is one of the beat reporters for the Saints. I'm not seeing Neil on the sideline. This is the Saints coming out of the half. So might be dunzo for Neil. So Mike, again, we said Estime, it's still sitting 6.5 to 1 for any time touchdown for him at DraftKings.
Yeah, not a bad price. I don't, what's Taysom Hill?
He's 7 to 1.
I don't mind Taysom Hill either. You'll see Wildcat with him if they get down there.
I was going to say you could take a little piece of both, right?
Trust. Yeah.
I mean, 6.5 and 7. It's just any time. It doesn't have to be next touchdown.
How about this? Lions, first half. Jared Goff, 14 for 20, 221 yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown has 127 of those yards. Jameson Williams has 92 of those yards. There's 2 yards to anybody else, and that's Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're the Rams, you're going, what is going on with our pass defense is what you're doing. I mean, like, is this just slice and dice by the same guy over and over and over again.
And now we talk about in-game props here. Lions going to get the ball first in the second half. The Rams would be the receivers that I would probably want to target. The Puka Nacua number is crazy. Nacua 100 is 156 and a half for the game. He's at 99. Amon-Ra St. Brown's 161 for the game. He's at 120-127. Davante Adams 35, his number is 70 and a half.
So that Mike the Rams get the ball out of the half. So
the Rams?
Yes.
I thought
the Lions missed a field goal to start the game.
Okay.
So the Rams get the ball out of the half. So that field goal was massive then.
Yeah, that field goal is huge. I would almost go Amon-Ra then over Puka.
Yeah,
because they're both probably pretty good here in the second half.
Guys, make the holidays unforgettable with Omaha Steaks. 16 free smash burgers as a VEASAN exclusive when you order $129 or more, and you get 50% off site wide. OmahaSteaks.com/VEASAN. OmahaSteaks.com/VSIN. 16 free smash burgers when you order $129 or more, plus 50% off site wide. Minimum purchase may apply. Please see the site for additional details.